Let us know your prayers this morning. I'm made to realize at a time like this, except the Lord build a house, they're going to labor in vain that build it. I need the Lord to help build the house. I've got a challenge that the Lord has given me. I found out in the recent months that when a message comes to me, instead of me feeling like that must be for the congregation, I need to search myself first because it could possibly be for me. I feel like this one is. I would like to share it with you. If I could put a title to what I want to share with you today, it would be Consecration in 2026 with a question mark behind it. And why is there a question mark behind it? Because the Lord's checking to see what I will do with my consecration. There's another word that we hear about sometimes. It's called relevant. How related is something to the topic that we're discussing? Last night we had a topic that was discussed, getting to heaven. This morning's is consecration in 2026. Is it relevant? Does it match up together? I say, Lord, help me. Is 2026 still a part of my Christian experience of consecration? There's something that is very important for me to do when dealing with this subject. And it reminds me this morning as I thought about it, praying about it, a vision came to my mind of when I went to my grandpa's house when I was real little. He had a little farm, didn't have a tractor. He plowed it with a mule. And part of his land was right next to the road that went by there. So he did something so his mule wouldn't get distracted. He put blinders on it. This mule is going to be able to see straight ahead. It's not going to see these distractions all around it. For me to be able to do what we heard last night and get to heaven, I'm going to have to put some blinders on, and I'm going to have to run this race for myself with a desire to make heaven my home. There's something that is found in the last chapter of the book of John. Jesus has already risen. He's now meeting up with several of his disciples, and he has some things to say to them. And then he picks out one by himself, and it was Peter. And he gave him a two-word message: follow me. That's a simple instruction. But human nature kicked in with Peter, as it wants to do with us today. And Peter, as he started to follow the Lord, he looked around and he saw somebody else. And he said, what's this person going to do? I love what Jesus said to him. Peter, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Today, with the subject that we're dealing with, I say, Lord, help me. Because I need to search my consecration to the Lord in 2026. I want to start with a verse over in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. You know, David, King David would have been glad to have built the temple for the Lord, but he was told you can't do it. So he didn't say, okay, I won't have anything to do with it then. My son can go get everything for it. He didn't do that. He put his heart into it, even though I'm not going to be the one building it. And I want to look at a little place here in the third verse, 1 Chronicles 29. Moreover, because I set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. So what he's saying is, you know what? I gave of myself because, what is it? because I set my affection to the house of my God. So I look at this. That's really important for us today. I need to set my affection toward God. And it will affect my consecrations that I give to the Lord. David could have easily said, tell you what, folks, all of you that are under my rule, I'm keeping my wealth, but I want you to give of yours. He didn't do that. As a minister today, talking to you about consecration, I must lead by example. 2 Timothy 2 and 6 says the husbandman must first be a partaker of the fruit. So that means in my life, like King David did, he first was a partaker, and then he invited others to follow. In 2026, in my life, I desire to be a partaker first. And then I would like to invite others. In 2026, we can consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Because this one, it wasn't a forced thing. He wasn't saying, I'm going to check each one of you as you come by. King David didn't. He's looking for them to do a willing sacrifice. And he said something to them in the end of the fifth verse. Who then is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord? And it goes on down in the ninth verse. The people rejoiced that they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. 2026, I need a perfect heart toward the Lord, that I am able to consecrate to Him the things that come into my life. There's another place where Paul talks about some people giving something. It's found in 2 Corinthians 8 and 5. Paul had intended to come to Macedonia, expecting that they would take up an offering, a financial offering, and send it with him. But instead, he says something in the fifth verse of 2 Corinthians 8. It was not as we had hoped. It wasn't even what I had expected. I had expected that there would be just an offering taken up. It was not as we had hoped, but first they gave themselves to the Lord. That is so important for me today in 2026. Before I try to consecrate anything to the Lord, I've got to give myself to the Lord. I've got to do it willingly. I've got to do it, what did he say? Because I have set my affection to the house of my God, it makes it a whole lot easier when I have done that. Gave themselves. I thought of a song that I've heard. It's been a long time ago. It says, many years I sought for rest, perfect peace within my breast. And I often sought the Lord alone in tears, but I would not pay the price. I would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. You know, we could say, yep, that must have kept on in sin. But you know what? That can happen to me when I'm not willing to give my all to the Lord with a perfect heart. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain. My friends see only Thee. Though it cost me, I want to tell you, consecration is going to cost you. Though it cost me grief and pain, I'll find my life again. If I lose myself and I find it, Lord, in Thee. There's a song that's been written out in the world before. It says this. The title of it, I believe, was Jesus, Take the Wheel. And as I thought about this consecration message, that is what I need to be telling the Lord about my life. Lord, take control. I want You to lead and guide me in 2026. You know, when Jesus went to Peter and He gave him the two words, follow me, What if Peter's response would have been, Lord, I want to. I need you to lead me. The first step that I need in my life in 2026 is found in Isaiah 55. I've got to have this down in my heart. 55 and 8. I've got to realize that God doesn't think like I think. It says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. You know, I need to have that in front of me all the time. God doesn't think like I think. He's got some. We're talking about yesterday, last night, setting our goals for heaven. I want to be able to make it. What does it say in 2 Peter? He's not willing that any would perish. His desire is for every one of us to make it. And yet he tells us here, my thoughts are not the same as yours. My ways are not going to be the same as yours. Because what he does is he wants to send to us the things that will give me the best opportunity to make heaven. Many times those have difficulty with them. It says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I need to have that more than just a head knowledge. I need to have that down in my heart. When things come to me in 2026, and I have a desire, as we heard last night, I want to make heaven my home, that I would be able to say, Lord, I see it this way. But Lord, your ways are higher than mine. Your thoughts are higher than mine. I want to do a contrast for just a little bit. I'd like for us to go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 21. Because you know what? I have to face it that, you know what? I can fit this category myself. 21 and 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders my heart. You know, back there when he was looking at King David, King David is making these offerings. You know what? The Lord knew what his heart was. David is saying, with a willing heart, I give this thing to him. The Lord wants me to realize, Dan, your ways are not my ways. They can look so right in my eyes, but the Lord is pondering my heart. There's another one in the 14th chapter. Says just about the same thing. 14 and 12. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. The reason I have a question mark at this about consecration is because there can be a way that seems right to me, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We sing a song, and I am very encouraged to take a look at songs because there's somebody's testimony about some of these same things that we're dealing with this morning. We find it in song number 111. There's warnings in this song to the Christian when I would look at them and say, oh, that might be to the sinner. Had I the choosing of my pathway in blindness, I'd go astray. I want to tell you, that's to the Christian and to the sinner. If I was able to choose, I heard a message this week on choosing. If I was able to, what is it? Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. So I'm going to do some choosing according to that. Had I the choosing of my pathway in blindness, I'd go astray, guaranteed for every one of us. I'd wander far away in darkness, no matter how close I say I'm walking to God. If I start choosing my own pathway, I wander far away in darkness. And just what we heard last night about making heaven my home says I would not reach that land of endless day. I need the Lord to help me. Here's another one that I need to be able to remember as I look at things and I say, this is how I think it needs to go, is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th and 6th verse. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. This was written so long ago, but I think we could stamp 2026 on this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Folks, I want to tell you, I've got a lot of ways. I've got a lot of things that I make choices about, and they seem to be so right in my mind. But I need to realize I need to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I need to let Him know, Lord, if I chose, had I the choosing of my pathway, Lord, that song and your scripture backs it up. In blindness, I'm going to go astray. There's another verse in that song, number 111. God's way is best. Heart, cease your struggling. Stop trying to figure it out. You know what, folks? That's part of consecration. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to see the end page. You know, like sometimes when you're reading a book, go back to the back of it and it tells you. I can remember Tim Husky telling us one time, he said, I was reading this story and, you can skim through it and look at the last page and see if it's going to turn out good or it's going to turn out bad. He said, oh, it was drama in real life, I think. And he said, I got to the back. I wanted to know what happened. He said, the page was gone. Not able to see how this thing is going to end. I want to tell you, the last page is gone out of our reasoning today. We don't know how it's going to end. We're going to have to take that thing and just hand it to God. I remember Tim was asking us, please, does anybody have that book that I could borrow and get the last page of it? You know, we are that way in our life. Lord, if you could just tell me what the last page is going to be, everything will be all right. God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see, to know, to understand. You know what I want to do is I want God to lay it all out for me, and I would be willing then if He would do it. Forsake thy fears and your doubts, but trusting, submit yourself into His hand. This is where consecrations are built, when I submit it into His hands. I want to tell you something. You know it yourself. We're living in times where consecrations can be hindered because of the times we live in. It was years ago this title was put on the time we live in. It's a microwave age. You know, I believe that's probably outdated compared to what we have nowadays. But really, the intent of it is still the same. I want it quick. I need it quick. I don't like spending extra money, but I found it well worth it to spend $15 to Amazon because I want it yesterday. But they say they could have it at my door in the morning. I've never figured how they can do that. But they do it time and time again. You know what it does? It starts building something in me. I want it quick. I will not go to a place that says they can get it to me in 7 days because I've got a place that can get it to me quick. I went to Jiffy Lube. You want it quick? Pull into Jiffy Lube and you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just wait there and they'll change it. That's because I'm moving fast through life. I've got things to do. I've got places to go. I've had it before that I pull into Jiffy Lube. They have this 15-minute guarantee, and I see two cars lined up, and I say, it's not going to happen. I'm going to another one down the street. So I drive 15 minutes to get to the other Jiffy Lube. I've just got to be moving. Something has got to be happening in my life because I don't want to sit still. Drive-thrus are everywhere because I don't have time to be sitting down at a restaurant and waiting 30 minutes for them to cook my meal. I could already be at my next Jiffy Lube or whatever is going on in my life. Folks, I want to tell you, this is where we're living. And then, trouble comes in my life. And I'm so used to Amazon that I want it quick. Lord, I tell you, I'm willing to wait a little bit, but maybe not much longer than it'd take me to get to the other Jiffy Lube. See, this is where we live in 2026. But the God that gave us the scripture so long ago is still telling us, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Then when I'm wanting a quick response, this verse comes to me and I have apprehension. A day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and I want it quick. 1,000 years as one day. What he's telling me is, put yourself in my hands. God's ways are higher than my ways in 2026, to still believe that. There's a verse I want to look at in Psalms 46. This verse is so hard to do in 2026. 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. And I've just been with Amazon where I want it quick. And now he's telling me to be still. What would it have been if we would have been with the children of Israel at the Red Sea? You remember when they left out of Egypt? It said they left out with a high hand. They were some kind of happy to be gone. Now they're at the Red Sea. They're going to need the Lord to open it up. But then they look behind them and here comes a dust cloud. Got an emergency now. These folks that we got away from thought it was all over. We left there with a high hand. They're coming back to take us back. What are we going to do? They hear, be still. Fear ye not. Now that's a hard thing to say. Then and now. Don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I believe that applies back then and it applies to me today. In the consecrations that he wants me to make when I can't understand, when I understand though that his ways are higher than my ways, and I understand that every way of mine seem to be right in my own eyes, but I've got to go hand those over to him. There's a song that we sing, Stand Still and See God Move. Standing still is hard to do. My way, God, I want it quick. Just a few weeks ago, and I think the Lord wants to bring it to every one of us, this lesson. A few weeks ago at the Guthrie meeting, I had a sciatic nerve stop me. I've had it before, and it was painful, but it wasn't like this one. On this one, I could not pick my foot up. I had to slide it. Had to get a walker. And next morning is service time. You know what? I want it like Amazon. Lord, this isn't even sell. I'm not going to the lake tomorrow. Lord, I'm going to service. You could touch, it wouldn't be nothing for him to touch a nerve. And I'll be at service in the morning. Next morning, I had to tell him, I won't be at service this morning, but I still got a message. I'm glad for Zoom. Zoom is there when we got to have it. I don't think it gets us points when we could be there, but it's good for when we have to have it. So I said, I tell you what, I still got a message that the Lord has given me. I said, if I can tell it to you on the phone and y'all just listen to it. I said, it's for me, but I'd like for you to hear it too. I said, this subject had already come before the sciatic nerve did. And it was, so easy for us to, if I could get it with Amazon Prime. But instead, that one that I already had the message for was contentment of all subjects. And then Paul had to say it, and it was in my list to tell him. I have learned. I wasn't lying. I'm still learning. I have learned. What did he say? I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. To do that, he's going to have to move back to where our subject started this morning. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, I've learned how to be abased, I've learned how to abound. And then I'm so glad that song number 219 is in our book. I am learning of my Savior precious lessons every hour. Through that week, it improved a little bit. Next Sunday, I still am not back to normal, but having to walk with a cane, and I go on to service, and I said, folks, I got another message, but it's for me. Just listen to it. I waited patiently on the Lord. You know what? There's a big difference between waiting and waiting patiently. Those of you who have a wife, I want to give you a little advice. There's a difference between waiting and waiting patiently. You blow the horn one time and you've crossed the line. You know what? With the Lord, there's a difference. You know what? You have to wait. A day is with him as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. He's going to answer when he gets ready. But what's happening inside of me while I'm waiting is what is so important. Psalms 40:1 is where that message came from. I waited patiently on the Lord. Folks, I want to tell you, that's where consecrations are built for us. In anything that happens in your life that will cause you a turmoil, wait patiently on the Lord, realizing that he probably won't come in my time frame. But don't run down to the Jiffy Lube down the road. Wait patiently on the Lord. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will. You know, there's a lot of promises in the Bible. They're hinged to what I do with it. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Paul had an experience, and I'd like to look at it with what we're dealing with today. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. You know, I'm glad that the Bible tells it all. It tells us how somebody's feeling. It tells us what they're wanting. And it comes on down in the 7th verse, 12th chapter, 2 Corinthians. It says, for this thing, in the 8th verse, for this thing I sought the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. Have you done it? I've done it. I did it more than that on that sciatic nerve problem. Lord, I'd sure like it if you'd take this problem away. You know, in 2026, there are some things that God needs to be able to deal with me in my life, because my life gets sped up too. And I'm moving fast. And he's saying, Dan, wonder what I could do to Dan to slow him down a little bit. He slowed me down. And I'll tell you, it did something else. I told the Lord during that time, Lord, if I have not been thankful for good health, I want to tell you right now, I'm sorry about that. I'll try to do much better if you'll give my health back to me. Because I spent a lot of prayers with the Lord. Took 4 of them to get my socks and shoes on in the morning. Lord, I can't do it without your help. Thanking the Lord whenever it's, this one's on now, Lord. Lord, I need help with the other one. Folks, I want to tell you, we're needy before the Lord. And I think he wants to send some things to us. He really allowed this to come into Paul's life. And Paul did what I would do. Lord, I'd like for you to take it away. I want it gone, and I want to get back to my normal speed again. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient. Often we may not get the answer that we want, but if we will consecrate, we will get the answer that is best for us. You know, on Amazon Prime, I have done it before. I can order it because it said it's going to be here in the morning. And then tomorrow morning it says, sorry, this one's been delayed. You can click this button if you want to and say delete then if I can't get it this morning. Or if you're willing to wait, we'll send it to you. What about Paul when he got the message? Not going to give you what you want, but I've got grace for you. Did Paul say, click, I'm going down the road for something else? Paul climbed up on top of it. Look at this in the 9th verse. And I think it's a lesson for me in 2026. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And here's Paul's response. Most gladly, therefore. He has climbed up on top of consecration and given it to God. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Cheryl has a sign at home. Pretty simple, pretty easy to read. It says, give it to God and go to sleep. You know what? That's easy to read. 3 o'clock in the morning when I thought I gave it to God and can't go back to sleep. It's churning in my mind. You know, we've got simple little verses in the Bible that says, bringing into captivity every thought. That's not just to people that think sinful thoughts. That's those thoughts that will mess with my consecration to the Lord. That, Lord, I give this thing to you. We have a song. I'd like us to look at it. Because there are many songs that I love the tune. I love the words. But there's a message in those songs. I'd like for us to look at a song number 144. When we're in trouble, this song still applies to me. Oh, be still, thou soul of mine. When it seems like I need to be moving, I'm used to moving every day. I'm making decisions, I'm making choices, I'm moving, and now I'm having to be still. Be still, thou soul of mine, thou art not forsaken. Though the powers of sin may rage, thou shalt be unshaken. He who gave his life for thee thus permits, this is very valuable to consecration. He who gave his life for thee is the one that's permitting this to be. And it even goes farther than that. For thy good, as you'll be able to see, tempted for a season. I want to tell you, when these things come to us where the Lord tries to tell us in a fast-moving time, be still and know that I'm God. I have a decision that I have to make. It says in the last verse of that song, a decision that was made. Yes, dear Lord, I will be still. I will trust thee ever. I will submit to all thy will, cling to thee forever. And now this moves back to what we're talking about last night. Every one of us want to go to heaven. Lord, thou knowest what is best. Confident in this I'll rest. You know what? It is so easy to consecrate when I realize that what he is doing is best in my life. Confident in this I'll rest until I dwell with all the blessed and with thee in heaven. That same thing was done on song number 111. There were several verses saying this is what I need to do, but I haven't made the choice yet. But then the last verse of song number 111 says, okay, I've decided now. Thy way is best, so lead me onward. My all I give to thy control. I've got this confidence. Thy loving hand will truly guide me. And then safe to glory, what we heard last night. Safe to glory, bring my soul. God's way is best. Jesus gave us an example when he prayed to his Father. Father, here's what I want. Kind of like me ordering from Amazon. This is what I want. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. If there's any way that salvation could come, another route, Father, I sure wish you'd do it. But then, as we're talking about with this analogy, the Amazon order is delayed. It's not what I wanted. But he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That is very valuable for us today. I want us to look at a verse in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, and in the 16th verse. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. You know, I'm not used to standing still. I need to keep on moving. But this one says, stand in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And then you'll find rest to your soul. And I don't even want to finish what the rest of that verse has. Because that's what I can have when I submit to the Lord. I can have rest for my soul. I believe Joseph consecrated his ways to the Lord. We get to tell that by what happens at the end of it all. Whenever he meets up with his brothers, it's my understanding that maybe it was about 13 years past. That's a lot of your life has been given up. That's not Amazon anymore. 13 years of his life has been given for some tragic things happening in his life. And he's able to tell to his brothers, so then it was not you that put me here. It was God. Those consecrations paid off for him at that time. You know, it says there's a peace that passes understanding. Jesus said, I want to give you a peace that the world cannot give you. It's available for every one of us. Next time somebody does you wrong, just think of the consecration that Joseph made. He didn't even pass it to his brothers. It wasn't you, anyhow. It was God that allowed me to be here. That same thing can happen in our life when we think about Job. Job lost all of his temporal things, and he said, the Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then it came time for his health. And to be able to say to his wife, we received good. You know, I've never questioned the Lord when he gave good things into my life. I never said, Lord, you probably ought to stop doing that. I need some troubles. No, troubles come enough in my life. So that when he sent trouble into Job's life, he said to his wife, are we going to receive good things and we won't receive the evil things, those things that we would rather not have happen? In all these things, Job did not sin, nor did he charge God foolishly. Thought about Daniel. He consecrated his ways to the Lord. You know, Daniel and the three Hebrews had to be some of the faithful ones that happened to go into captivity. And yet they didn't throw it away. They lived it day by day. To where when Daniel is thrown in the lion's den, he could have had a whole lot of things to say to the king the next morning. Instead, coming because of consecrations he had made to God for difficult times, he was able to say, O king, live forever. This is not affecting my walk with God. So it comes on down to us. And I want to think about it this morning for a little bit. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And even though you're in difficult times, you can find rest to your soul. I want to look at another song, number 481. You know, sometimes this first verse could have applied to my life. You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase. You've earnestly, fervently prayed, but you cannot have rest. That rest, you shall find rest to your souls. You cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. This is where consecration, acceptable consecration, comes from. But it goes on down and said, this isn't just a terrible thing that you've got to go to. It says in the third verse, Oh, we never can know what the Lord would bestow of the blessings for which we had been praying all along. But when I was with Amazon, I wanted this way at this time. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we've been praying. We've prayed till our body and our soul he doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. And then it goes to another level. Who can tell all the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship sweet we'll share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. I want to give you a testimony this morning. Consecrations. Went to Brother Ted's this week. He had plans. We could say kind of like with Amazon, this is what I'm going to do. This is when this is coming to me. He had plans to be sitting with us this morning in meeting. But God changed those plans all of a sudden. But I watched him have a peace about him, because I think he had already made some consecrations in his life before to where this wasn't something new for him. This is not what I wanted. And I watched as hospice would come in to there. He did not talk much. He was quiet most of the time. But when the social worker would come in, she started coming every day. When she would come in and she would just step into the room, she would stand there. And she would say, I feel such a peace in this room. Because I want to tell you something. They see all kinds go out of here. They see people go out of here that would give everything they had to be able to stay for a little while longer. So it's almost like a shock to them to see somebody with anticipation. This is what I live for all along. Possibly it's coming. And just willing to be able to go. But then I got a chance to go see Brother Curtis. I had a chance to go see him a year ago when I was coming to Monarch. And he had been laying in bed for 6 weeks then. And now it's been a year and 6 weeks. I want to tell you, that wants to mess with your consecration. You're going to have to tie it down. You remember Abraham? He had some consecrations that he was going to make. But he had to drive the fowls off because there was things that wanted to take it away. And I thought in my mind, because I could see, just like that nurse was seeing with Brother Ted, as I walked into the room, I could see Brother Curtis had that peace about him. So I started questioning, Brother Curtis, how do you have this peace when it's been so long? You never have the devil pile on? Oh, yeah, he says. He does on a regular basis. Well, Curtis, how do you deal with it? Said he comes to me saying, you've been here for a year now. It's never going to change for you. Folks, I want to tell you, that will destroy this peace that passes all understanding unless we can get a hold to something. And I want to share with you what he got a hold to. He said, here's what I do. He said, I've got to do it from my heart. You know what? The devil's going to know if it's just rolling off my lips. But when it comes from the heart, it is powerful. He said, here's what I do. He said, it brings me victory every time. When that happens, he said, I go to the Lord. And I say, Lord, don't take me out of this until you have fulfilled your purpose. You know what? The devil cannot mess with that consecration. Every time, the devil has to back off. It was just like with Brother Ted. You know, the devil is not going to stop until we breathe our last breath. He is going to bring things to us, and he knows every one of us what our weakness is. But he cares. But the Lord cares about us, and he wants to help us through those times. With Brother Ted, he could have some things where the devil comes and wants to stir him up a little bit. And we'd just talk to him, Brother Ted, hand it back to the Lord. You're at the gates right now. And he said, I have. Everything's clear. It wasn't about sin in his life. Just, you know, folks, we can have some things that just trouble our head. And the devil is busy. It's one thing for me to tell you, bring into captivity all those negative thoughts that want to come to you, even if they come from Satan. It's another thing to be able to do it. But it says it can be done. So there are some songs. I'd like to look at just a little bit of some of them. Because I sing them, I love the tune. But then when I realize, wait a minute, I need to be building something with this. Song number 245. This song was titled Consecration. First verse, since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? I'm consecrated, Lord, to thee. I shall be wholly thine. Then in the fifth verse, my all, O Lord, to thee I'll give. Accept it as thy own. For thee alone, I'm going to ever live. My heart shall be thy throne. My life, O Lord, I give to thee. My talents, my time, and all. I'll serve thee, Lord, thine own to be. I'll hear thy faintest call. That faint call may be for me to accept some of the troubles that come into my life as being from the hand of God. There's another song, and I think of Brother Curtis when I sing this song and look at it. Song number 55. This was a song that Aunt Nelda had when she could not walk, when she was handicapped, and yet she could say, this is God's will for my life, and have victory. In this song, O sweet will of God. You know what? That's the things that happened into my life that I accept. God sent this to me. O sweet will of God, thou hast girded me round like the deep moving currents that girdle the sea. Look at some of these other ones. Forever I choose the good will of my God. This is not something that we're going to be able to get a book at Mardell's and be able to do it. This is going to be me coming to the Lord and say, Lord, I give you myself. This is what consecration is all about. Forever I choose the good will of my God. Then it goes on and says, roll on. I've come to this place now. Roll on, checkered seasons. You can bring smiles. Or you can bring tears. My soul sweetly sails on an infinite tide. Last night we heard about the value of seeing heaven out ahead. I want to make it someday. I shall soon touch the shores of eternity's years. You know, we say, yeah, Brother Ted was 94 years old. He ought to have some anticipation of heaven. Folks, all of us are moving through life very quickly. We're soon going to touch the shores of eternity's years. But I want to be able to finish like we heard last night. And near the white throne of my Savior abide. And I'd like to close with one more song. But I want to read it first. It's easy for me to sing the song and love the tune. It is song number 242. My life and my love I give to thee. Thou Lamb of God who died for me. Oh, may I ever faithful be, my Savior and my God. I now believe thou dost receive, for thou hast died that I might live. And now henceforth, from here on out, I'm going to trust to thee, my Savior and my God. O thou who died. You know we're going to have to have a reason to be able to make a sacrifice for the Lord. O thou who died on Calvary. You know what? I need to sometimes just shut life down and look back at what Jesus Christ himself suffered. Not just hanging on the cross, but the humiliation he suffered when someone slapped him and he created them and he was willing to take it. I'm going to consecrate my life to thee, my Savior and my God. I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then my life will be. I'm going to live for him who died for me, my Savior and my God. Maybe we could stand and sing that song. And let's think about what David said to the people. Who then is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord? It's easy for me to make a consecration when everything is good. But folks, I tell you, to have a consecration that holds, I'm going to have to start making them when they're good. I'm going to have to tell the Lord, Lord, this is what I really want to do when I come to those hard places in my life. Difficult times that come to me, I still want to live for him who died for me. I desire your prayers. The question mark is at the end of it. Consecration for 2026. It's not enough for me to say I'm consecrated to the Lord. I need the Lord to check me, and I need him to fill in some spots in my life to where I really can go through some of these things when they come. To do that, I need to look at Psalms 139, 23, and 24. I need to say, Lord, my desire is to live for you. It's not about search me, O Lord, and find wicked things in my life. Search me, O Lord, know my thoughts, know my heart. Lord, see if there's anything that is going to hurt consecration when I need it the most out ahead. My desire is to live for him who died for me. I desire your prayers.